You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everybody, Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days starting July 24th and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim. Located at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of our six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of our massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
So you see some strong SOBs in that, and wrestling as well. Joel, what summer Olympic sport do you think you would fit best into?
I always like handball, and that's a fun one to watch. I think handball would be pretty good. Water polo, I think, although water polo, you got to like, because you're treading water the entire time.
Yeah, that'd be tough.
You can't take like the sit down or anything, or stand on the bottom of the pool. It's super deep anyways, I would imagine. I think handball, that would be pretty good. You know what should be in the Olympics one day is pickleball. That's a fast rising sport.
I actually, you say that, I bet we aren't far away from that. I bet in the next few cycles, we'll get it in there. Like in the next 12 to 16 years, which sounds like a long time, but I mean, it's only 4 years, so it'd only be over the next couple of Olympic Games. Oh, I bet it would be there.
If pickleball's there, then I'm there. Right now, I would play handball. That's a really, whatever that is, that's always like really fun, really intriguing to watch.
Have you played pickleball?
Plenty of times.
Really?
It's really fun.
So I have not played. I mean, it looks similar to like tennis and also ping pong. It's just like you're playing kind of both. Is that sort of the gist?
Yeah. I would say so. You can play it competitively like it's tennis, and that's what my buddy and I do, because like tennis courts are just so big that, you know, there's so much ground to cover. Pickleball, it's perfect. It's like tennis on a much more easier court to maneuver around compared to like those really big tennis courts. So pickleball, it's really fun. Really competitive. You're moving around much more than you think if you're playing super competitively. And, you know, even if you're not, it's still really fun.
Yeah, so my parents and, like, the community they live in Delaware, I noticed that they have inserted a pickleball court. Like, there's, like, a community pool, community basketball court, volleyball, and I noticed a pickleball court there. We didn't play last week when we were there, but they have one. So I think it's definitely growing. That's a good call, Joel. I bet in the next couple of cycles that we get pickleball into the Olympics. 412-928-9370 if you want to join in. Coming up, CBS Sports released wide receiver rankings. Their top 20 wide receivers in football. Did George Pickens make the list? What about any of the names that the Steelers may be interested in? Did any of those guys make the list? We'll take a look at that coming up in a few minutes. First, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. Check out 24 Silverado LT crew cabs, up to $7,500 in rebates. Full terms and qualifications at sunchevy.com. Mostly clear overnight. Low of 59. It's Donnie Football with you on Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan. Joel, we got something big coming up in 2 hours. the first presidential debate. I'm sure that ought to be some riveting television. I don't know if I'm alone in this, but I crack up like every time Donald Trump speaks. It has nothing to do with what he's actually saying. Like, the context has no bearing most of the time. Now, he's had some very funny moments, but normally it has nothing to do with the context. Just like his delivery is so good. Like, I mean, everybody knows this clip I'm about to play, and I crack up at it every single time.
We love Big Ben. Big Ben's a friend of mine. Big Ben's great. We play golf together. He once hit a shot that went dead right into a tree.
It was a massive tree like this.
The ball hit the tree so hard, I swear, I said, Ben, within 2 years, that tree is going to be dead. And you know what? 2 years later, I shouldn't say this because we have a lot of tree lovers here. But 2 years later,
that tree was dead.
He is a strong guy, and he's a good guy, too. Big Ben.
I mean, every time he talks, man, I just crack up. Like, the delivery. He really could be like a stand-up comedian that doesn't say anything funny. And it's not even like I'm a like big-time supporter of his political beliefs. I simply just think every time he talks, it makes me laugh.
I do get that. I'm with you on that. I absolutely see it.
It's not even like I'm just some, you know, I'm not like, you know, MAGA, I don't got the hat on or anything. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, the way that he presents himself when he speaks, I just crack up, like, every time. CBS Sports, it is list season, which is one of my favorite parts of the NFL offseason. And let's be honest here, people. We see complaints about, you know, why are there always power rankings? Why are there always a list of this, list of that, quarterbacks, coaches, running backs, wide receivers, defenses? You can list every single position in the game, kickers, punters, whatever the hell you want to do. We get complaints about that, maybe not quite to the level that you see with mock drafts. But the thing is, people consume it. You put a list out there if you're some major sports publication, ESPN, CBS, Fox, PFF, throw it out there and say top 20 quarterbacks, top 20 running backs, top 20 receivers, whatever it is, people will consume it. People eat that stuff up. They eat it up. I love list season. I love going through these. So CBS Sports is on a run of them right now. A couple of days ago, I heard the morning show talking about the running backs top 20 list. Joel, that's not the one we're going to go through, but did you hear them talking about that list at all and where anybody came down on that list?
I have not.
So no surprise, McCaffrey was number one, Derrick Henry was number two. I can't quite remember the rest of the top 10 or top 15. There was one Steeler that was on the list, one Steeler that was not.
Oh, you know what? I do remember this now. I do remember this part.
Jaylen Warren was on the list. He was number 20, and Najee Harris was not ranked among the top 20 running backs in the NFL. Now, this is not me taking some sort of mini victory lap here, because I have long been a Jaylen Warren guy. I think both of those guys, with the way that they complement each other, less is more. I think it's a really less is more situation with both players, and we kind of saw that play out last year. I think Warren is the better player because he's the more versatile player. People question how much can he hold up. He certainly has fumbling issues. I completely see the points there. But I remember a morning last August, Joel, that you and I worked together, a Sunday morning after a Steelers preseason game, and I dared to come on the air and declare that Jaylen Warren was the better of the two running backs, and that did not leave people happy, not one bit. Now, I had people in my corner, sure, but that did not leave people happy for suggesting that Jaylen Warren was a better running back than Najee Harris. And maybe I just got lucky with the CBS writer that day who happens to agree with me and has Jaylen Warren at number 20 and has Najee Harris outside of that top 20. Running back tandems around the league, that would be a good list to put together because so many teams now do the running back by committee because that's just sort of the way the game has evolved. I think the Steelers should rank very highly there. Probably top five, I would say. Now, it would be easier if we had everybody pulled up, and maybe that's something that I can do myself later on in the summer. But I want to get to these wide receiver names, this wide receiver list, the top 20 wide receivers, according to Jordan DeJohnny of CBS Sports. Without further ado, we will start with number 20. This is not a Pittsburgh Steeler. We will see if George Pickens makes an appearance on this list. Maybe we'll see a name like Brandon Ayuk on this list, who has been talked about in a lot of Steeler circles. Amari Cooper comes in at number 20 of the Cleveland Browns. 1,250 yards last year, 5 touchdowns, 72 receptions. A good season. The next guy I am very high on, I think as long as he is staying where he's at, he's bound for another nice season. Now, his team did acquire a very good wide receiver as well, and there was also a very good rookie in Houston. Nico Collins checks in at number 19. 8 touchdowns, almost 1,300 yards last year on 80 receptions. The Eagles may have one of the best wide receiver groups, wide receiver rooms in all of the league. Devonta Smith comes in at 18, 7 touchdown receptions last year, over 1,000 yards. Number 17, someone that has injury concerns, but he is a very dynamic player, one of the more dynamic players in all of football. That is Deebo Samuel. 7 touchdown receptions last year, almost 900 yards. Cooper Kupp checks in at number 16 on this list. Under 750 yards last year and 5 touchdowns. Only 59 receptions. The down year coming because of injury. And also Puka Nacua had a fantastic season as a rookie. We'll see if he is on this list at any point. Terry McLaurin, who I think is one of the more underrated players in the entire league. Another 1,000-yard season, 4 touchdowns last year for the Commanders. He has played with absolute crud at the quarterback position since he showed up, and he just continues to dial up 1,000-yard campaigns. Jaylen Waddle at number 14. The Dolphins, one of those teams with one of the best wide receiver groups in the game. Another season over 1,000 yards, 4 touchdowns last year. He also got paid the 3-year, $84-plus million contract. So he checks in at 14. DJ Moore at 13 of the Bears. A big season for him, a career year. 4th most yards in Bears history last season, 1,364, 8 touchdowns, just under 100 grabs. There is Puka Nacua. The rookie does make the list. The 5th-round pick out of BYU, almost 1,500 yards, over 100 receptions, and 6 touchdowns for Nacua. Here is somebody who is one of the most consistent players in all of football, and I think at this point he is starting to become underrated. That is Mike Evans. He's not young anymore, but again, another monster season for this guy. Over 1,250 yards and 13 touchdowns with Tampa Bay. Garrett Wilson at number 10. I think with a healthy Aaron Rodgers, this guy could be a top 5 receiver. He still had 1,000 yards last year and 3 touchdowns, almost 100 catches. And that is with a terrible quarterback situation after the Rodgers injury. Stephon Diggs, I think, is bound for very big expectations. Joel in Houston. He checks in at number 9 on this list. 107 on the receptions, 1,183 yards, 8 touchdowns. He goes to Houston with C.J. Stroud. I think that those expectations will go up, even though he was just with Josh Allen. Now, here's the thing. He's with a better group of receivers, Tank Dell and Nico Collins. Number 8, Jolie, number 8 on this list. 75 grabs last year, 1,342 yards, 7 touchdowns. Brandon Ayuk comes in at number 8 on this list. Could this be a future Steelers wide receiver? We'll see. Number 7, this guy's still playing at a very high level. Somewhat forgotten about because of the team that he's on, but Devontae Adams, another 100 catch season, over 1,100 yards, 8 touchdowns. He checks in at number 7. Amon-Ra St. Brown was fantastic last year, a career season with the Detroit Lions. Almost 120 catches, over 1,500 yards and 10 touchdowns. He pretty much had it all across the board. Number 5, I think this dude is a beast, A.J. Brown. Over 100 catches, just under 1,500 yards, 7 touchdowns. Ja'Marr Chase comes in at number 4. He's been one of the best in the game since he entered. 1,200-plus yards, 100 catches even, 7 touchdowns. CeeDee Lamb had a monster year. 135 on the receptions. That was tops in the NFL. Most in Cowboys history as well. 1,749 yards and 12 touchdowns. Just a massive year for CeeDee Lamb. Tyreek Hill. Here's my advice on Tyreek Hill, Joel, and I'm sure that you don't need me to tell you this. Every fantasy football draft I do, really, no matter where I'm picking, if it's anywhere outside of like the top 2 picks, and maybe even if it is that second pick, because McCaffrey is always such a gold mine there at number 1, I take Tyreek Hill almost every time. I could be picking 2nd, I could be picking 12th. If Tyreek Hill is on the board, I'm picking him.
He's that good.
He's that good.
He's got game-breaking speed that nobody else has. He's going to get open almost every single play. There you go.
He's a monster in fantasy football. He catches over 100 balls every year, and he does it for big yards and big numbers. 1,799 yards last year, led the league, 13 touchdowns. Last year, he led the league in both categories, or he was at least tied for the touchdowns. And then Justin Jefferson comes in at number 1, a down year for him due to a little bit of injury, but still over 1,000 yards and 5 touchdowns. We'll see if he can get back on the track without Kirk Cousins. He'll be dealing with a bit of a question mark at quarterback, Sam Darnold, J.J. McCarthy in there for Minnesota. But there you have it. This is the CBS Sports top 20 running backs, or top 20 wide receivers, not running backs. No George Pickens on there. And I wonder how close he was. Amari Cooper came in at number 20. 72 grabs, 1250, 5 touchdowns last year. Do you take Amari Cooper over George Pickens?
I think I would take Pickens on the upside. One guy who I was surprised was not on this list was T. Higgins.
Yeah, T. Higgins.
Isn't that crazy?
I think T. Higgins is another player. I'm glad you brought that up.
It's a big snub.
He's got to be close to that top 20. And I wonder who's closer, T. Higgins or George Pickens. But the thing is, you see this list and then you start to wonder, okay, how many guys would I actually take George Pickens instead of? Would you take George Pickens or Nico Collins?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I would take Pickens over Collins by just a slight bit. I think there's still a lot of upside with Pickens and that he can be a top 10 receiver if he's consistent and getting the ball enough times. And I don't know if I'm there with Collins just yet.
Yeah, I think Collins will see a little bit of a reduced role due to Tank Dell being back healthy, and also you get the acquisition of Stephon Diggs in the offseason. I think that will hurt his numbers a little bit. So, I mean, I think he would find himself, Pickens for me, around 17, 18, maybe 19 on this list. You have Devonta Smith at 18, Deebo Samuel at 17. I still think very highly of him. He just has had some injuries. But I'm not going to put him ahead of Cooper Kupp. I don't think I'm going to put him ahead of Terry McLaurin, because McLaurin, I just got done saying, a very underrated player across the league. 412-928-9370. 9370. Did George Pickens get snubbed here? CBS. Jordan DeJohnny, his top 20 NFL wide receivers right now. No George Pickens. Brandon Ayuk checks in at number 8. Did George Pickens get snubbed? Some of the names around the 20 mark. Amari Cooper was 20. Nico Collins, 19. Devonta Smith, 18. Is George Pickens better than any or all three of those guys? 412-928-9370. Also coming up, I want to take your calls on this again at 412-928-9370. The Kenny Pickett quarterback coach, Tony Rasiopi, saying that the Steelers pushing some negative propaganda about Kenny Pickett out the door. We'll get into that coming up next as well. George Michalowski joins us as the 8 o'clock hour kicks off. We'll get into the NBA draft and such. Also, United States soccer going on right now, a matchup against Panama. We'll touch on that later on in tonight's show. Also, Steelers Mount Rushmore. NFL throwback on YouTube released the Steelers Mount Rushmore. Did they get it right? We'll get into that in a little bit. 412-928-9370. Also, the number of the fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. It's Donnie Football with you on Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everybody, Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days starting July 24th and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim. Located at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of our 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of our massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the IONIQ 5 and IONIQ 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower IONIQ 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 IONIQ 6 SE long-range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Dive into a world of electrifying anime excitement with Hulu Animeham, your anime destination. Unleash the mayhem with Hulu. Huge curated collection of anime shows from legendary classics like Naruto Shippuden, Dragon Ball Z Kai, and Bleach Thousand Year Blood War, to the latest sizzling releases like Sandland, Mission Yosakura Family, and tons more.
Why are you fixated on me?
Because you're my friend.
That's right. Get fixated and get your anime fix with Hulu Animeham, your anime destination.
93.7 The Fan and the Pittsburgh Pirates went to visit your teams in action for our youth baseball and softball showcase. Parents and coaches, send an email to us at youthsports@937thefan.com to register your 12 and under team, and 93.7 The Fan may make a stop to your field. Details at 93.7thefan.com, all presented by Century 21 Fairways Real Estate. Donnie Football with you on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan tonight until 10:35. Jolie Nelson with me behind the glass. CBS NFL wide receiver rankings. George Pickens not in the top 20. Brandon Ayuk at number 8. Did George Pickens get snubbed? 412-928-9370 to join in on the conversation. We've heard in the last couple of days that there is a former Steeler now that his personal coach says a false narrative was being pushed to get the player out of town. That player in question is Kenny Pickett, who now plays for the Philadelphia Eagles, and his personal quarterback coach, Tony Rasioppi, claims that the Steelers were pushing negative BS nonsense to justify reasons to get Kenny Pickett out of town. We also have heard this offseason that Kenny Pickett looks better than Jalen Hurts in minicamp. The same Jalen Hurts that would have won MVP a couple of seasons ago, barring injury, and went toe-to-toe with Patrick Mahomes in a Super Bowl, that guy. We do know a couple of things. However, one main thing is that Kenny Pickett practices very well. He is an elite practicer. He was raved about for his practice work ethic throughout his time in Pittsburgh. He was a great practice player here. He was great in OTAs. He was great in minicamp. He was great in training camp. He was great in the preseason. Don't we all remember? And now we're left to believe that he's better than one of the best quarterbacks in the entire NFC. And this negative narrative BS is exactly that to me. BS. I thought Mike Florio put it perfectly yesterday with the guys. He joins every Wednesday at 3:30. Let's listen to how Mike Florio reacted to the negative propaganda against Kenny Pickett.
How do I put this as gently as possible? Did the Steelers need to make him look bad? Did he need any help to look bad? Did we see nothing from him in 2 years that would make us say, wow, there's a keeper? You know, Bill Walsh always used to say if he would see a quarterback do one special thing a single time, he'd figure out how to get him to do it all the time. What did Kenny Pickett ever do that makes you say, wow, we need to harness that and do it all the time? He did nothing special. It was all meat and potatoes, simple, basic stuff. So I get why they did it. And it had to be bad for the Steelers to admit failure of a first-round pick at the quarterback position and throw him overboard after 2 years. I don't think he needs any help as it relates to narratives that make him look bad. He made himself look bad in the 2 years he had to show that he could be an NFL quarterback at a high level.
And there's something in there that Mike Florio says, for the Pittsburgh Steelers, of all organizations in football, the Pittsburgh Steelers to admit their mistake that quickly and give up on a player that quickly 2 years after selecting him in the first round, it's odd that the player would have no say in that happening. It was weird what happened at the end of the season in Seattle. You're either on one side of the coin or the other with that. His comments about Mason Rudolph were odd when he said he didn't learn anything while sitting on the bench. And then it seemed that the moment Russell Wilson was signed, the moment he put out that hype video that he was coming to Pittsburgh, he basically said that was that. That's how it feels like it happened. Now, I can't say that for 100% truth, but it feels like there was something there on the player's end, and I don't think the Pittsburgh Steelers as an organization were pushing that. The Pittsburgh Steelers run a business, and they run a football team, and they want that football team to be the best it possibly can be. Russell Wilson is a clear upgrade at that position, no matter what his age is. So, it seems like it was player frustration. It was not propaganda put out by the team to make that move happen. Because like Mike said there, did Pickett help them push that narrative? The man had 13 touchdown passes in two seasons. He got hurt multiple times. Besides a few fourth quarter heroics, not much was there. There wasn't anything that flashed off the page, that jumped off the page, unfortunately. And I was as excited as anybody when the Steelers drafted him, but there wasn't anything there to look super flashy and think, okay, there's something here we can work with. Maybe he turns it over too much, but there's something here that can be worked with. That it just wasn't there. You know, not every player has it. His most complete game still came in one that he did not throw a touchdown pass. Was there intrigue to see him without Matt Canada? Absolutely. There sure was. But that kind of went out the window when the third string quarterback cooked the final few weeks of the regular season. So I'm not buying into the Steelers push this false narrative to get Kenny Pickett out of town. The week that happened, I was fortunate enough, it was my week with Joe Starkey back in March. Joe and I had the conversation after the Russell Wilson announcement happened, and I said I had a weird feeling that Kenny Pickett would go about this in a way where he's not very happy with how this all went down. And that's pretty clear now. 72 hours later, roughly, he was on another team. And he's on a team where the quarterback is pretty much set in stone, and not to mention that quarterback is still younger than he is. 412-928-9370. Taking your calls on George Pickens and the Kenny Pickett stuff if you want to chime in. Jordan is out in Latrobe. He wants to talk George Pickens. What's up?
Hey, what in the world would anybody even remotely consider designating George Pickens in the top 20? He has done nothing but make one circus catch and complain and whine.
One circus catch?
Yes.
He also led the NFL.
He had a decent three-game stretch with Mason Rudolph, and that was it. Three games.
He also led the NFL in yards per reception last year.
And where did that get them?
Well, why are you throwing it all on him? Why is it all on George Pickens?
I never said it's all on him. I'm saying he's not near a top 20 receiver. There's no way. And I didn't catch the first half of your list, your top 20, but did you mention Jaylen Waddle?
It wasn't my list. It was CBS. And, yes, Jaylen Waddle is on it.
But I only caught the last 10. Jaylen Waddle was one right off the bat. 10 times better than him.
Jaylen Waddle is 14th.
Okay, I only caught the second half.
So, okay, well, then so Amari Cooper was 20.
Right.
Nico Collins was 19. Devonta Smith was 18. Debo Samuel, 17. Would you consider
him? I caught the second half. I didn't catch the first half.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the call, Jordan, but I mean, I'm not going to say the guy has a perfect attitude by any means. But to say that the dude has one circus catch in his career and all he does is complain, I mean, that's just blatantly wrong. Give this guy somebody to work with at quarterback and maybe there is a whole lot of something. I mean, look what he worked with. Mitch Trubisky, Kenny Pickett, then Mason Rudolph, and he didn't really get going. I understand he had a huge final month of the season, thanks to Mason Rudolph. But when the guy has the ball in his hands, he's making things happen. Now, if I'm putting him anywhere, it's right around that range of 17 to 20, 18 to 20. But he ain't one circus catch, and that's it. That's for sure. 412-928-9370. John in the car. What's up, John?
How you doing, Donnie?
Good. What's on your mind?
I was listening to the Kenny Pickett deal. Now, there's a lot of things. I mean, I understand there's both sides of the story. But a couple questions I have. Do you believe Russell Wilson comes to the Pittsburgh Steelers to play for Matt Canada?
Oh, no, he wouldn't.
No. So, okay. Then we come into the season, and naturally Kenny had to play 1.5 years. And then he comes into the Cincinnati game without Canada and arguably has a very good game. And Pat Freiermuth has the best game of his season. They opened up the middle of the field. They threw down. Then they go into the next game. It's at home. I believe it's against Phoenix.
Yeah,
Cardinals.
Cardinals.
Okay. Now, I believe that Kenny Pickett practiced all week with a bum ankle. He came into that game with a heavily taped ankle. Then what they do, they weren't playing a bad game. He drove the team down the field, got inside the 5-yard line, decided to run the ball, probably a mistake. He fell on his ankle, and that was it. He was done. Now, my contention is if he doesn't hurt his ankle and he plays the rest of that game, they win that game, and they probably win at least one out of the next two, and they're cruising toward the playoffs. And you never see Mason Rudolph make the field.
Yeah, probably not, because Mitch Trubisky was the biggest disaster of all three. I'll definitely agree with you there.
And that brings up another point. What kind of a judge of talent in the quarterback room is Tomlin when he has a quarterback and he leaves him on the bench and he lets Mitchell Trubisky lose three games before he decides to bring him in? And another point, why do you think Mason Rudolph leaves the Steelers even though they offered him more money? He didn't trust the organization. He didn't trust Tomlin.
Oh, no. John, I appreciate the call. I mean, Rudolph got jerked around for 5+ years. I didn't blame him at all for hitting the road. It was different than a guy who was basically here for a cup of coffee and then got tired of it and wanted to get out of here. Rudolph also has an outside chance. He's not going to start in Tennessee because Will Levis is their guy. But it's not like Will Levis is some sort of proven commodity either. There's actually a shot that Mason Rudolph takes the field with injury set aside in Tennessee. The unfortunate part of Kenny Pickett's career now, he is not going to get on the field in Philly unless an injury takes place to Jalen Hurts. 412-928-9370. Here's our buddy Anthony in Oakland. What's up, Anthony?
Thank you. So I don't understand why Pickens was not on that list. I would have taken Cooper Kupp out. I mean, he was injured last year, and he didn't have the numbers, and Amari Cooper, I think Pickens has the better upside than those two gentlemen. And I'm impressed with Pickens. And you give him a quarterback of stature of either one of these two gentlemen. Fields are, I don't know what the heck, I forgot his dang old name. Now, I've been talking about him all day to my son, and I can't remember his name.
That's, wait, which guy?
Old age get you. Our quarterback right now.
Oh, Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson. He's a legitimate player. He's going to have an outstanding year. Pickens will. I don't understand what is this down on Pickens.
Yeah, I mean, I think he should have been probably in that 17 to 20 range, Anthony. And thank you for the call as always. Because I think, given what he was able to do with the quarterback situation in these 2 years, pretty good. I mean, think about how highly it is talked about for Terry McLaurin, who I think is one of the more underrated players in the league, And I'm saying that at an Aaron Smith-like rate, if you get the reference. I would think that it's only looking up, considering what Pickens has done in his first two seasons. I mean, the guy has been a back-to-back 1,000-yard receiver with one of the worst quarterback situations in all of football. 412-928-9370. We'll keep taking your calls on this. Just stick with us right after this quick timeout. We will keep taking your calls on Kenny Pickett, George Pickens, before we get to George Michalowski in about 15 minutes. 412-928-9370. Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. It's Donnie Football with you on Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan. Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We're going out to the Fan Hotline right now. We got people lined up. Want to talk about George Pickens. Maybe a couple want to talk about Kenny Pickett at 412-928-9370. George Michalowski from Pittsburgh Sports Now. We'll get into some hoops discussions in about 10 minutes or so here on The Fan. But I want to go to our pal Dave in Delmont. What's up, Dave?
Hey, Donnie. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
A couple quick things here. One, I think Pickens should have been probably like 17th to 22nd. If they did another five, I think he definitely would have been in 25, the top 25. Second, Pickett reminded me of a person, of a quarterback that thought that he was in the league for 5 years, and he already won two Super Bowls. And that's how cocky he was. And number three, I know this is a little bit off the sidetrack here, but that Gorman was on the Zeiss show today, and he said that the Pirates have a lot of prospects in the single A and double A. If that's the case, then they can get rid of some of the triple A that aren't playing very good. Let's get some power in this lineup. Thank you.
Thanks, Dave. Yeah, when it comes to the Pirates, I don't think they should be afraid to get rid of prospects. I think that that has been the thing in the past that has been kind of a bugaboo for them when it comes to making these big deals. The difference with the Chris Archer trade, not to get too much into the Pirates right now since we're talking Steelers, the Chris Archer trade was made for multiple guys that were already on the major league roster. One of them actually playing pretty well. Austin Meadows was a pretty solid player here when he got on the field. And Tyler Glasnow just struggled to figure it out. But you at least could see some of the stuff that he had. And that's where I think the big difference is. Like, they gave them two major league ready players, and the Rays quickly turned them both into pretty good ones. Now, Austin Meadows has kind of fallen off the map, and Glasnow has been a star as long as he stays healthy. 412-928-9370. Andy in Burgettstown. What's up, Andy?
Hey, I think that list is a joke. There's, I can name two names, maybe three, that should have been on that list. DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett, and then maybe Odell Beckham Jr. I mean, that list is a joke. There's some of them shouldn't even be on that list.
Thanks, Andy. I appreciate the call. I wouldn't put OBJ on there. Probably not Tyler Lockett either. I like Lockett. He's a nice player. Metcalf, I could see the argument for. 412-928-9370. Lou is in Munhall. What's up, Lou?
How you doing?
Good.
I think George Pickens has the potential to be one of the better wide receivers in the league. I just think that the wide receiver position is so contingent on how much trust the quarterback has in the wide receiver. I mean, George Pickens, it has the height, the length. He has great hands, has good speed. But I think last year, Kenny Pickett was just not trusting his receivers to throw into those tight windows that he would trust his receivers to fight for the ball for him. I mean, he didn't turn the ball over much at all, but he also didn't take many risks, and he was also a little bit afraid in the pocket, it felt like. So you can't judge George Pickens' numbers based on the last couple of years because he didn't have a quarterback that trusted him enough to put him in those situations where he could just go get the ball.
Yeah, exactly, Lou, and thank you for the call. I mean, I think that there should be reason to be excited about George Pickens, because what do both quarterbacks right now on the Steelers roster do well, better than any part of their game, is throw the ball deep. And what does George Pickens thrive in? Being a deep ball receiver. Going up and getting it. So I think he will work out well with Russell Wilson or Justin Fields, depending on who is taking the bulk of the snaps next year. That is kind of irrelevant because both quarterbacks are really good at throwing the ball down the field. Unfortunately, the way we saw Kenny play, he played scared a lot of the time. That's a way I would describe it. It looked like when he was on the field, he was timid. He was worried about every single movement that he would make. We saw somebody for 20 years play a pretty reckless style, but hey, it worked out. And I know that Roethlisberger had a lot of different skills than what Pickett had, and Roethlisberger is going to wear a gold jacket one day and have a bronze bust in Canton, but you can't be totally afraid to make some of those mistakes. Big Ben made a million of them. But you can't be playing the game that is that high of speed. You can't play timid and scared the way he did. We'll take one more. Our guy Vincent Columbus. What's up, Vincent?
Hey, Donnie. What's up?
What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think Pickens is a top 20. I'd probably put him around maybe 18, the 18 range. I do think he's better than Cooper and Collins. But I was going to ask about Kenny. Like you said, he does play very timid. Do you ever think he just kind of regrets, like, that last play that he could have hit Calvin Austin wide open? Because, like, every time I rewatch that, I'm just like, if you just hit him wide open, you probably wouldn't even be in this situation right now.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate the call, Vincent. I mean, I'm sure that that is one of many plays.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everybody, Jeff Phelps here. The National Sports Collectors Convention is coming to Cleveland. And so is PSA's tradition for grading the show's finest. Submit your collectibles for on-site authentication over 5 days starting July 24th and see why PSA is number one in preserving and enhancing value for cards, tickets, packs, autographs, and memorabilia. More info at psacard.com. PSA, our label means more.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim. Located at the Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of our six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of our massive screen. Touchdown! Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Plug in a Hyundai EV and the extraordinary happens. It's not just the ultra-fast charging capability and long range in the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, or the adventure-seeking spirit of the Kona Electric, or the groundbreaking 601-horsepower Ioniq 5N. And it's not just the comfort in knowing that every Hyundai EV is backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited electric battery warranty. Hyundai's EVs transform a low hum into a loud adventure. They bring color to your journey and turn energy into main character energy. So forget everything you thought you knew about EVs and turn the extraordinary into something truly electrifying. There's joy in every journey.
EPA estimated 303-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 5 SE SEL limited rear-wheel drive and 361-mile driving range for 2024 Ioniq 6 SE long range rear-wheel drive with fully charged battery. Estimated range varies for other models and trims and depends on battery capacity, temperature options, and other factors. Limited battery warranty covers defects and materials for 10 years or 100,000 miles, whichever occurs first. See owner's manual for complete warranty details and limitations. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details.
Dive into a world of electrifying anime excitement with Hulu Anime Ham, your anime destination. Unleash the mayhem Mayhem, with Hulu's huge curated collection of anime shows. From legendary classics like Naruto Shippuden, Dragon Ball Z Kai, and Bleach Thousand Year Blood War, to the latest sizzling releases like Sandland, Mission Yosakura Family, and tons more.
Why are you fixated on me?
Because you're my friend.
That's right. Get fixated and get your anime fix with Hulu Anime Mayhem, your anime destination.